The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. And today we're going to be talking about all the great programs and services offered by Ulster County's Veterans Services Agency. And we have with us the Deputy Director of the Ulster County Veterans Service Agency, and he is Frank Ruggiero. Frank is a First Sergeant, U.S. Army retired. Frank graduated from Saugerties High School and immediately entered the United States Army at the age of 17. He served honorably for 24 years, and then he served in every major post-Vietnam era conflict before his retirement. He received over 17 military awards and decorations. He's a graduate of SUNY Ulster and the University at Albany. And Frank has worked for the New York State Senate, the Ulster County Legislature, and in the private sector before becoming Deputy Director of the Veterans Services Agency. So, Frank, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. And first, let me say thank you for your service. It's very much appreciated.
Well, hi, Vin. Thank you. Thank you for the kind introduction. And thank you for having me and my colleagues in our office and what we do for veterans here. We like to say in our agency that every day is Veterans Day because it truly, honestly, and truly is. So thank you for the opportunity.
Well, it's great to have you here. So, Frank, let's begin by offering our listeners an overview of the mission of the Ulster County Veterans Services Agency and highlighting some of the services that the agency offers.
Awesome. Yes. Our mission, it's straightforward. We are here to take care of our clients who are veterans, active duty, and family members. This is an honorable duty bestowed upon all of us here, all 13 of us staff members here at the agency, and we will always do our best to ensure no one is left behind. So what we do is very simple. It's actually, five words. We take care of veterans. And so we are here to ensure that all of the veterans and family members and active duty are getting all the benefits they're eligible for. In addition to that, we're also a link to community resources that may not necessarily be veteran oriented, whether, it's employment opportunities or whether it's connecting with another peer support group within the veteran community or whatever it is that the veteran or family member needs. We're here to make sure that we exhaust all of our energy and resources to ensure that we're doing everything we can for them.
Mm-hmm. And do you, for veterans who might have difficulty in with transportation or what have you, are there instances where you'll go out and do a home visit and help them sign up for whatever they need to?
Absolutely. So we have three major categories that we deal with that we primarily do on a daily basis. And the first one is we do casework, case management, and client engagement with veterans and family members. And that's all done through our veteran service officers. All of us here, the director, Mark Cozzopoli, myself, Timothy Keating is our subject matter expert. He's been here the longest. And Mike Jurkowski, who's a new addition, he's been here almost a year now with us. So us four, we are service officers. We are accredited with the Department of Veterans Affairs to take care of veterans. The second thing that we do that's just as important is transportation. We have five part-time drivers on staff, and we have six vehicles that we manage throughout Ulster County to provide transportation for veterans. Now, we go to Albany Stratton VA Medical Center daily. It's a daily trip. And we go to Castle Point VA Medical Center twice a week. We do dialysis runs for veterans three times a week. As a matter of fact, today is a dialysis day for us. So we also take elderly veterans or disabled veterans who do not have transportation. We will take them to get haircuts. We'll take them shopping. We'll take them to the post office. We'll do our motto here is if we have a driver and we have a vehicle, we will get you to where you need to be. So, you know, this, and this is a not, you know, Monday through Friday, excluding holidays, operation that we do that. And I say that because there are exceptions based on case by case needs of veterans. And if it's a critical need of a veteran, if it's after, you know, if it's, well, our drivers normally start before nine anyway. I think our drivers start at 5 a.m. or something like that. But, you know, if it's a if this is something critical for the veteran or the family member, the widow or the widower, for example, or disabled child in some cases, we will make exceptions to get these, you know, if there's no other option, we will do everything we can to get them where they need to be to get whatever it is that they need. So, yes, the answer to that is. And some of the other, the third major thing that we do is community outreach. We engage with several of our community partners, both that are connected with veterans and also not necessarily connected with veterans. They're resources for everyone in the community. And I don't know how many people are aware, but for the last probably 8 months or so, Ulster County went we've gained the vet-to-vet peer support program, which is funded by the New York State Dwyer Grant Program. And there's currently, I want to say throughout New York State, there's over 30. I know it's not all counties have a vet-to-vet, but we here in Ulster County have been lucky to receive that award. And that organization and office is fully staffed as well. And they work from 8 to 4. And they're co-located with the Hudson Valley National Center for Veteran Reintegration, which I'm proud to be a co-founder of. Mm-hmm. And they're located at 320 Enterprise Drive in the old IBM complex here in Kingston. And their number is 845-481-4004. And they specialize in peer support type of stuff. They have a clothes bank there where you can, they have suits, they have jackets. They build kayaks. They have a woodworking program where a veteran can come in free of charge for it's over a span of 6 weeks, and they build their own kayak from scratch. You know,
wow, that sounds like a great, great program.
Right. And so far it really is. And that program has been around longer than both the veteran wooden boat workshop is what we called it when it started probably about 6 years ago. COVID really put a dent in that, but we have been able to launch. We've done four separate launches. So we've had four separate groups of veterans go through that particular program and that's all through vet to vet and the center, I like to call it, because it's such a long name. Mm-hmm. They work in conjunction with each other. Both of them are, well, the center is a not-for-profit, and they're peer-based, right? So the difference between them and us is I can help you. I'm accredited with the VA, so I can register you for health care. I can file a pension claim if your income is below the poverty level. If you got hurt during service, I can do a compensation claim. If you want to use the GI Bill, my office, the service officers, we can do the paperwork to get you started for the GI Bill, the veteran back loan, all of the things that deal with.
So the other is more like the day to day, being there kind of on the ground.
Right. Let me wrap my arms around you. How you feeling? Uh-huh. How's things? And they also have an Alcohol Anonymous group for veterans. They have a PTSD group for veterans and family members. They have a woman's PTSD group. They have a wellness a portion to that where they do yoga. They walk, or they go throughout the community twice a week, whether they're walking or they're picking up trash at the Saugerties Lighthouse, or they're picking up trash at Sojourner Park. So they do it's really about, hey, how you doing? Let me wrap my arms around you. How can we help? So those are kind of the differences that really stick out. And I will say that both, or actually all three organizations, we work very closely with each other. So community outreach is huge. And we have that, you know, we have that resource here in Ulster County, which is awesome. And some of the subcategories that fall under the casework and client engagement is, you know, we deal with homeless veterans. We haven't gotten off the ground yet, but we're trying to. Our Restorative Justice for Veterans program, which is similar to the drug court, which has seen so much success here, I know, in Ulster County.
Right. That's an area that I work in a lot, you know, and diverting people, you know, diverting them from the criminal justice system entirely, if possible, and then getting them expert help.
That is correct. That is correct. And the VA itself, as a federal entity, has each regional facility has a justice coordinator who I work closely with, and I have for the 8 years that I've been here. I've kind of been the justice, restorative justice person for our office. But now we have great support from the county court. We have great support from the public defender's office and the district attorney's office as well. We're past the discussion phase. We're almost to the launch with that. But having said all that, if you're a veteran who is struggling with some legal issues that may have to do with nonviolent type of stuff, or even if you're just a veteran struggling with legal issues criminally here in Ulster County, I would encourage you to give us a call here, and we can get familiar with you and your circumstance and see if there is anything that we can do for you, whether it's healthcare services through the VA to help you with what you're dealing with in life right now, or whether it's just speaking with the folks that are involved and let them know that you are an honorably discharged veteran and you're having a hard time. We do that. So that's really.
So Frank, we are running out of time in the first segment. So let's take a very short break, and I'm sure our listeners want to hear a lot more. It sounds like you've got some amazing programs going on. So we'll be back after this very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department at Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. We are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health, advancing care here.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and today we're talking about all the great programs and services offered by Ulster County's Veterans Services Agency. Our guest is Frank Ruggiero, who's Deputy Director of the Veterans Services Agency here in Ulster County. First Sergeant, U.S. Army retired, highly decorated, highly dedicated to his job. So Frank, before the break, we were talking about, we got an overview of the services that the agency offers. Now let's talk a little bit specifically about the housing crisis here in Ulster County, which affects almost many, many, many families. I am actually chair of a housing commission in my town, in Marbletown. So I'm acutely aware, but I know that veterans have some very special challenges. Can you talk about that?
Oh, absolutely, Vin. Yes, veterans are not immune, or they didn't get vaccinated against homelessness. And I'm not trying to be funny. And just real quick, veterans are just a small piece of our society, of Americans. But we experience, as a small piece, some of our veterans experience the same things that non-veterans and non-military community are going. Everything that non-veterans are going through, we have a contingent of that. But yes, homelessness is definitely, veteran homelessness is definitely something that we focus on and take very seriously. We have a transitional housing house here. It's not a shelter. And so what we mean by that is the Patriot House on Work Street in Kingston houses veterans that are eligible for VA healthcare, But not only does it house them, it houses them. It connects them with VA healthcare. It connects them with mental health if they need it or substance abuse. It connects them with employment opportunities. It connects them with education opportunities. So it's not like putting a Band-Aid on a sucking chest wound, if you will. It is a program designed to take a veteran who is struggling and give them a foundation from which they can build on. So now I did talk about whether eligible for VA healthcare. Not all veterans are eligible for veteran healthcare. So we work with a couple not-for-profits that get money from the VA to deal with the housing first model of a homeless veteran. For example, if somebody walked in here today, right, you know, if they walked in here today, I would be able to have them in a hotel within an hour or two, dealing with WestCop, which primarily deals with Southern Ulster County, Orange and Dutchess. And then we soldier on out of Massachusetts, which handles all of the homeless, the placement from Kingston north to Albany and east over to Massachusetts. So we work with those two organizations. And I tell you, Vin, veterans are blessed to have these organizations that are funded by the VA to ensure we have a housing first model. And from there, we also take the steps. We casework it, right? We don't stick somebody in a hotel and forget about them.
Right.
They are required to check in every day. We take them to appointments if needed. They are put, you know, they're case managed, I guess. So when I say that, the veterans are blessed to have these two organizations and us to, you know, to make sure they get the housing. And, you know, when we talk about recidivism, we probably at the Patriot Project, the first place that I talked about, we probably have about a 20% recidivism rate. It was a little bit higher earlier, but now, but still that's, you know, 20%, 80% success rate. That's pretty good.
Pretty darn
you know,
good.
You take 8 out of 10 vets, you know, who are struggling, and some of them are just getting out of incarceration and they have nowhere to go, you know, and they serve their time and they come to the Patriot House and, you know, they don't come back and, you know, they live healthy.
Yeah. I mean, having that transition, you know, I work a lot in the opioid world here at the health department. And that was one of the things that we identified in our task force as a real problem. You know, someone gets discharged from the jail or from a treatment program, and then they get put back in the same environment where they got into
where they originated from.
Yeah, where they got into trouble in the first place with no support, no, you know, no foundation. Certainly not what Patriot House offers.
Right.
So that's really critical.
It really is critical, Vin. And, you know, let me, since you talked about the substance abuse. So, you know, substance abuse and homelessness more often than not kind of run together. And again, that's another thing that we in the veteran community are seeing definitely an increase, 200% increase over the past couple of years. And it is so, oh my gosh, it's just terrible. So what we do is, again, we wrap our arms around them and we find, you know, the fastest treatment that we can get. If we can't get them into the VA fast enough, we look at other resources. Again, the two organizations that we talked about, WestCop and Soldier On out of Massachusetts, they have a facility in Pittsfield, inpatient facility for veterans that are experiencing, you know, substance abuse. So we within the veteran community, we do a really good job of wrapping our arms around them. That does not mean that everybody makes it out, right? Which is
right. In our business with human services, you know, sometimes the successes are too far and too few between, but
that's right.
We do our best out there.
Right. I do want the listeners to know that if that's a problem, you know, they can contact our office. And if we're unable to help, we will connect the family and the veteran with the resources. And as long as the veteran is willing to help, then, you know, the help is there. Mm-hmm. So
Go ahead, Frank. You were finishing up on. Well, I was just thinking of segue into the other area that I'm very deeply involved in, which is the Suicide Prevention Coalition here in Ulster County. And we know that veterans are a very high risk population, you know, attributable to not only combat experiences, but also multiple deployments, you know, financial issues and relationship issues associated with that. And a lot of challenges. Can you talk a little bit about that from your
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, if you're familiar with the veteran community at all, you know, you've heard the 22 a day. I believe that that's dropped to around 20 a day if you do the math. If we redo the math, so we're down a little bit, but 20 veterans a day taking their life either by violent means or by their drug of choice is just unacceptable. And the VA has taken huge steps. The VA out of both Albany and Castle Point are taking active roles in suicide prevention, in recognition. And it's funny that you say that. Tomorrow, we have a Zoom, a two-hour Zoom with Albany to talk specifically. And we do that twice a month. And what Albany and Castle Point both do is break down what they see that we may not see. And then we share with them what we see that they don't necessarily, you know, they tell us who to reach out to, and then we tell them who to reach out to. And so it's been on the forefront for years now, and we made a little progress. So we're hoping that, you know, with more awareness, that, you know, there will be light at the end of the tunnel.
And if I might, I'd also like to, since we're on the topic, offer listeners and veterans the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number, which is 1-800-273-8255. And you press option one for veterans and you'll get a experienced veteran.
Absolutely. You know, and I want to stress that then. And here's why. When a veteran or a family member of a veteran calls that national hotline, and not only do they provide immediate counseling to the person who's calling or assistance to who's calling, what they do when that call is over is they send that whole case, that the conversation that was had on the phone, to the closest VA. So when I come to work the following day,
you have all the info right there.
I get a call from
That's great.
Suicide prevention folks out of Albany or Castle.
Critical follow up. So Frank, before we run out of time, and we are running a little bit out here, you mentioned Castle Point Veterans Healthcare Center. I know that it's threatened with closure. Can you just briefly talk about that? And then we want to get your contact information for.
Absolutely. So briefly, in brief, don't worry now. We are fighting tooth and nail. Nothing has been decided upon. It's a proposal. What I encourage all the veterans to do and concerned citizens about the closure of Castle Point is contact your local elected officials and let them know your concerns of closing a major VA medical center that has a nursing home. It has they have an up and running nursing home where they're not. Anyway, they have a substance abuse center. They have specialty clinics, podiatry, cardiology. Mm-hmm. They've got all of these things that service about half Ulster County from, you know, again, from Highland South. All of those veterans go to Castle Point. So we're still OK. Mm-hmm. Nothing more has been said since that report came out, but we can't go silent. We have
Everybody has to get on right and call immediately. So Frank, how do listeners get in touch with you if they need to or want to?
All right. So the best way to do it, we take walk-ins at our office 9 to 5. We're located at 5 Development Court. We're in the Human Services complex on Ulster Avenue, right next to Department of Social Services, Office for the Aging, and also Family Court. We're sandwiched in between Office for the Aging and Family Court. And our phone number is 845-340-3190. And we have an answer machine. So if you call and all the lines are busy or it's after hours, if you do leave a message, we'll get back to you. So either call us and schedule an appointment or come in and say, hey, I'm a walk-in and I need some help or I'd like to talk to someone.
Well, that's really terrific. And Frank, thank you for all of not only your past service, but your present service. You know, it's just really remarkable. And we are so grateful and fortunate to have individuals like you and your colleagues here in Ulster County. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vin. Thank you very much for the opportunity. And thanks again.
Yeah. And you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.